glamorous Miss Dickey, out of the desert burning sands, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. To the crunch of the camel's padded feet, meet the purple glow of starlit skies. Four travelers in life's caravan meet in their quest for earthly paradise. A sign on the mystic scroll of fate, the moving finger writes in gold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait. Kismet is written. Let the tale be told.
Importer of jewels, while traveling in the Orient, buys an emerald to which a curse is attached. Omar, the wizard of Persia, tells Mason's friend, Maluk, a merchant, to warn the American of danger. A mysterious woman, Zaidee, traps Mason in her home and tries to find out about the jewel. Maluk helps Mason to escape and begs of the American to heed the warning.
My son, my friend, you are all right.
Yes, Maluk. Quite all right, thanks to you. You pulled me back just in time.
A moment later, and Allah be praised that I was in time.
Yes, I'm a little dazed. What happened, Maluk? For a second, it seemed as if the whole house were falling down.
Look there, outside the door. You can see for yourself.
Looks like a solid block of iron.
Yes. An iron messenger of death.
You mean?
Yes. But what I do not understand is why Zaidee should wish us to die.
Are you sure, Maluk, that this was not an accident?
An accident? No, my friend. It was a trick. That door was left open intentionally.
You mean Zaidee meant us to be crushed beneath that weight?
Yes. You can see where it fitted into the wall above the door. Allah knows how many have perished beneath it.
Well, I knew she didn't care for us, but I certainly didn't think she'd go quite as far as that.
I do not understand it. It seems to me that we are of more value to Zaidee alive than dead.
Maluk, I believe you know something about what's behind all this.
You too will know soon enough, my friend.
At any rate, there's no question whether this is a pretty unhealthy spot for us right now.
On the contrary, my friend, it's the safest place we could be for the time being.
What do you mean by that, Maluk?
You have but to look across the threshold of this door to see what I mean.
Oh, I understand. Zaidee believes us dead, and she'll take no further action for the present.
Yes. Besides, this instrument of death is no child's toy. It will require a little time to place it back where it will be ready for the next victim.
Yes, you're right. We won't be discovered for a while. I don't see how that's much of an advantage. We're helpless with the entrance blocked.
We will not despair. There is one outside who knows our plight.
Maluk, you speak in riddles. Who can possibly know?
There is one who knows and will help us. There is one whose wisdom may yet save you from the curse of the emerald.
Curse of the emerald? What on earth are you talking about, Maluk?
My friend, you told me of an emerald you purchased in Shiraz. A large square stone with rounded corners. Where is that emerald now?
I left it in America with my wife.
Oh. Somehow you must get it and bring it here.
Bring it here? Why?
This is not an ordinary emerald, my friend. It has strange powers.
What is this hodgepodge you're telling me, Maluk? Make yourself clear. What do you mean?
To him who possesses that emerald, misfortune is sure to come.
You mean you think the things that have happened to me have happened because...
Yes. This evil stone has brought to you, as to all others who possess it, misfortune, danger, almost death.
Do you expect me to believe this, Malouf?
You need not rely only upon the word of Malouf. Consult your own heart, my friend. Did you not yourself tell me you were beginning to be conscious of some strange destiny pursuing you?
Yes. True, I feel that way at times. But still...
Believe me, my friend. There is only one way to escape the Emerald Curse. There is only one man who can guide you through the dangers that lurk in your path.
Oh, the whole thing sounds unbelievable. And yet, who is this man, Baloo?
He is Omar. Omar, the wise, the far-seeing.
Omar? Omar? Is it he whom they call the Wizard of Persia?
Yes. It is he, my friend. Only Omar can help us.
How can he help us now? Here we are in this hole like rats in a trap. How can he help us?
I do not know. Yet I have faith in his power. Perhaps even now he moves to bring about our freedom.
If he can do that, Malouf, if he can get us out of here, then perhaps I shall be ready to believe what you say.
Dante! Dante, I must see you! Open the door, Ali. It is the voice of Karim. Dante, where is the American?
Softly, Karim. Softly. Why do you come like this?
Answer my question. Where is the American?
Of whom do you speak?
Do not lie to me. I know he is here. I was following him when he spoke to you in the bazaar. I heard you tell him to come here. Where is he?
Karim, my love. You are not jealous of a fool of an American.
Where is he then? Where is he?
It would be better, Karim, if you asked me where are the jewels he brought with him.
What? You had him come here so that you might rob him?
I am very fond of precious stones, Karim. And you give me few.
Zaidi, you speak of precious stones. You
no,
have not...
Oh, Karim. Do you think I would court misfortune by taking the emerald? No. If he had it, I should have merely looked upon it and sent him away.
And would he tell you nothing of the emerald?
I do not think he knew anything to tell. And when I could discover nothing, I thought at least I should have the other stone.
Buddy, you have not allowed your greed to make you forget your sacred vow.
No, Karim. I tell you, he knew nothing of the emerald.
I think you are lying to me.
No. Karim, I swear it.
What have you done with this American, then?
He is where he will not need his jewel.
Saidi, what do you mean?
The American is dead.
Dead?
He and the traitor Malouf.
Oh, no, Saidi. You have not killed him.
Yes.
Oh, Saidi.
But, Karim, why do you look at me so? What is this American to you?
It is not of myself I am thinking. It is of you.
I do not understand you, Karim.
Saidi, it was this American who owned the emerald.
Oh, no.
Yes.
The curse of the emerald will fall on me. No.
It has always been so. If the owner of the emerald is killed, its curse is transferred to the killer.
No.
You are sure he is dead?
Yes. I pressed the spring that released the weight above the iron door. He must have been crushed beneath it.
Ah, there is a chance. Perhaps he still lives.
No, it cannot be. It is impossible. He is dead.
Melody, come. Do you know how the weight can be lifted?
Yes. We have only to press the spring and it will rise again.
Let us hurry. There is a hope the Americans still live. Come on. Let us hurry.
Well, Malouf, I don't like to seem skeptical, but time goes on and here we are. Looks as if we were going to stay here.
Wait, my friend. Omar has not forgotten us.
Well, how do you expect him to do anything for us here is a mystery to me. No, Malouf, I'm afraid that...
Be silent.
Look.
Look? Look at what?
There, before the door, the iron weight.
Good Lord. It's moving.
Look, it is rising slowly.
What does it mean, Malouf? Is it another trick?
I do not know, but I think, my friend, this time it is no trick.
Shall we make a run for it?
There is no need. Whoever opens the way for us means that we shall be free.
Why? If Zaidi meant to kill us, why should she now allow us to walk out of here like this?
I think Zaidi has discovered it is better for her that you should leave.
I don't understand it at all. If that's true, why should she have wanted to kill me in the first place?
Zaidi did not know then that you were the owner of the emerald. Had she killed you, the curse of the emerald would have fallen upon her.
She fears this curse so much?
Yes. Besides, she has not the wisdom of Omar to help her.
Well, let's get out of here, Malouf. I was never so glad to be rid of a place in my life.
Yes, my friend. Let us go. And now you will let me take you to Omar.
I feel as if I were in a dream. I can hardly believe that these things are happening to me. Yes, Malouf. Take me to Omar.
But, Karim, it is foolish to let Malouf and the American go like this.
No, Zaidi. Only so we can learn where the emerald is hidden.
But the American will complain to the police.
What matter? You and I have fooled the police before, Zaidi.
It is true. Still, I would feel safer if I could see the American with a knife in his heart.
You are too bloodthirsty, Zaidi. Remember, the American is the possessor of the emerald. He is doomed to ill fortune. Wherever he goes, his destiny follows him. His loved ones will sicken and die. Dangers will surround him. He will lose all that he has in this world. And we, Zaidi, we shall fatten and grow rich upon his misfortune.
Wizard of Persia, save Henry Mason from his enemies. Don't fail to hear the next episode of this thrilling story.